In the traditional Arabian ode, the poet usually began with a zikr, a remembrance of his lost beloved, who was travelling with her tribe further and further away from him. In the next section, the bard embarked on a night journey, breaking out of his nostalgic reverie and setting off alone across the steppes on his camel, a fearful trek during which he had to confront his own mortality. Finally, the poet was reunited with his tribe. In the final section of the ode, he proudly boasted of the heroic values of his people, their prowess in battle and their ceaseless war against all strangers who threatened their survival. In Muhammad's night journey, these old tribal values were reversed. Instead of returning to his tribe, the prophet travelled far away from it to Jerusalem. Instead of asserting his tribal identity with the arrogant chauvinism of Jahiliyyah, Muhammad surrendered his ego. Instead of rejoicing in fighting and warfare, Muhammad's journey celebrated harmony, transcendence of the blood group, and the integration with the rest of humanity. The story of the night journey reveals Muhammad's longing to bring the Arabs of the Hijaz, who felt they had been left out of the divine plan, into the heart of the monotheistic family. This is a story of pluralism. Muhammad was abandoning the pagan pluralism of Mecca because it had degenerated into the self-destructive arrogance and violence of Jahiliyyah. But he was beginning to embrace monotheistic pluralism. In Jerusalem, he discovered that all the prophets, sent by God to all peoples, are brothers. Muhammad's prophetic predecessors do not spurn him as a pretender, but welcome him into their family. The prophets do not revile or try to convert each other. Instead, they listen to each other's insights. They invite the new prophet to preach to them. And, in one version of the story, Muhammad asks Moses for advice about how frequently Muslims should pray. Originally, God wanted Salat 50 times a day, but Moses kept sending Muhammad back to God until the number of prescribed prayers had been reduced to 5, which Moses still found excessive. The fact that this appreciation of other traditions is written into the archetypal myth of Muslim spirituality shows how central this pluralism was to early Islam.